Well, welcome everyone to the call. This is Khadija Yansani, a women's empowerment coach and founder of Bloom Into You Coaching for Women. And I'm really excited to welcome you to this five-week teleseries, Bloom Into Your Abundance, The Art of Manifesting. And in this five-week teleclass, we're going to learn the tools to cultivate the joys of creating abundance in all areas of your life, the feminine way. And there is a feminine way, and that way happens to be much more intrinsic to who we are, to who you are as a woman. And we're going to go more in depth about that topic later on in the call. And I just wanted to share a few of the things that we're going to cover over the next 5 weeks, that we're really going to dive into the juice of how manifesting actually works, how men and women create differently, and how to maximize the energy you need to create what you want. So sometimes you need more lunar energy and sometimes you need more solar energy, and we'll be talking about the differences between them. We're going to dive into the juice of you increasing your confidence and personal power, enhancing your beauty and magnetic energy, developing a spiritual and practical approach to money and debt, how to become more available for greater opportunities, luck, and support, and how to expand your capacity to receive beyond your current limits. We're also going to go over how to overcome the resistance to your greatness, because you're all great, and how to feel more connected to your unique creative expression, and so much more. So I'm really looking forward to embarking on this journey with you. Tonight's class is going to focus on creating the feminine way, and the special ingredient needed to position yourself to be a manifesting goddess. So a little bit about what we're going to do today is we're going to begin with a short grounding to just get us here and connected, and we'll take some time to connect and introduce ourselves to each other, spend some time clarifying your desires, and then we'll dive into the meat of tonight's class. And, of course, there'll be ample time to share and ask questions, and I just really invite you to participate fully so that you can get the most out of your participation. So we're going to begin with a grounding meditation that really is in support of you opening to receive. So this meditation is by Oren and Deben, and I'm happy to share that with you. So you're just going to take a few nice deep breaths. And just allowing yourself to sink into your chair or whatever you're seated on. And you're just listening to the words that I speak to you and allowing it to support you in going deeper. So I take a deep breath in, I relax my body, letting my breathing open up areas of my body that have been closed. I feel myself growing more peaceful within. My mind is clear and alert. I am at peace with myself and the world. I put my hand on my heart and say to myself, I open to receive my higher good. I open to receive light, letting my heart center fill with my soul's light. I draw more and more light to me. I bring light into my cells and body. I open to receive joy. I fill myself with my soul's joy. I open to receive peace. I know my soul's serenity. I open to receive abundance. I accept my abundance. I now allow abundance into every area of my life. I think of an area I would like to receive more abundance in. As I think of it, I feel my soul's presence all around me. I think of something I want to draw into my life right now. I open to receive this or even better into my life. I picture this coming easily, effortlessly, and joyfully into my life. I am now magnetic to this. I believe I deserve to have it. I now allow this or even better into my life. I give thanks to the universe in advance for receiving it. I think of some of the things I have already opened to receive, as I do acknowledge my ability to receive. I open to receive all the gifts my soul has to send me. I deserve to have a good life, a joyful life, a life that works for me. I open to receive love from everyone and everywhere in the universe. Including this call, including all the women here. I'm just taking a few moments here to really drop into all that you're opening yourself to right now in your life. Noticing the sensations in your body. The warmth, the electricity, the expansion. Welcome to Bloom Into Your Abundance, ladies. I thought we could start off by just taking a few moments to introduce ourselves. I know some of you know each other. And so basically we're going to start off with your name, anything that you want to share about yourself, like the work that you do, any skills and talents that you have, what attracts you to blooming into your abundance. And so we'll go Sonia, then Randy, then Shia, and then Divine. So Sonia, when you're ready.
Okay, hi, I'm Sonia, and happy to be on the call. And
speak up a little more.
Okay, is it better?
A little bit.
Okay.
Try this.
Perfect.
Okay, great. I am an urban planner, and I have a management and consulting business, and I would love to manifest new clients to work with because I have just such a great passion, and I feel so, you know, I love receiving the income, but equally I love the work. And I also am working on a book that I've been working on, and I would love to manifest the discipline to do the writing and put the first draft together. And before I said I'd love to manifest the time, and then I noticed that I created the time by not having that many clients. But then that was not so good because then I'm stressed and worried about income. So I'd like to, you know, have that balance of the clients, income, and time to write. And Today I was in court over a property issue, money that my ex-husband owes to me, and he didn't show up. And this thing has been occupying a lot of my frontal mind. But we got a continuance for 3 months, so I do feel relieved, and that now my, you know, frontal lobe time can focus on my, you know, clients, marketing, and writing. And so these are my current passions, as well as, you know, health, you know, my health and romance. I mean, I'd love to have a romantic partner, but it's kind of like that's not on the front of the list because I'm more into, I mean, right now it's more, I'm going to say survival. I don't like that word, but priorities.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love for it all. I'd love to have it all.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Randy.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Good. Oh, well, I'm Randy, and I'm a singer, and I do other things as well to earn money, but I really like to make the bulk of my living as a singer. That's what I'd like to create. And I'd also like to create a new place to live. And I want it to be affordable and close to where I live now and better than I can imagine and have it be easy and effortless. That was the first things that came to my mind. The first, you know, I mean, I do earn money, you know, as a singer, but not consistently. And what I really like is I'd like to have 3 commercials playing during on the TV and 1 on the radio, and that would bring the income. And I have possibility. They're in motion now, and it is a possibility for that to happen. I really would like that.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was the question?
So you're just introducing yourself and anything that you want to share. So it could include your work, it could include your hobbies, what it is that you're calling for. So whatever you feel inspired, just so that we can get to know you better.
Glad to be on the call. Glad to be here, feeling very abundant, feeling like just keep allowing and bringing myself into alignment with what the universe is lining up and enjoying it. And I'm feeling extra happy and frisky because my partner is actually on the call, and that just makes me happy, really, really happy. So that makes me feel abundant, and I feel abundant in every other area right now. I just feel good, and my plan is just to keep myself in alignment. That's it, so that I'll keep allowing everything to come that I've created. Starting with being happy and staying happy, and when I'm not happy, make myself happy. So that's it.
Awesome. Thank you. And did you say extra happy and frisky? Was that the word you used?
I did use that word.
We like frisky.
Thank
you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Divine. I think you might still be on mute. We can't hear you yet. Divine, are you there? I'll give it another moment. I think you're on mute. Can you hear us?
Testing. 1, 2.
Yes.
Divine. Hello?
Oh, that was you, Shia. Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, well, when you're able to get back on to Divine, just let us know, and we would love to hear from you. She might be having a problem with her phone because I can see all of everyone's number on here, but it looks like she's still on mute. Here, let me see if I can unmute you. Divine? Okay. I'm sure she'll get back on. So we're just going to do a few rounds the way we do in women's group, where I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say a prompt, and you're going to say the first thing that comes to mind, and we can go in the same order. It looks like she might call back in again. So we'll go in the same order of Sonia, Randy, Shia, and Divine. And if she should come on while we're doing that, we'll just take a moment to have her introduce herself and start again. So,
okay.
Sonia, so the question is, what turns me on about blooming into my abundance?
Oh, wow. Even the idea of it makes me...
Hold on one second.
Hi.
Did you get on, Divine?
Yeah, I just had a trouble getting off mute, so in playing around with my phone, I took myself off the call and put myself back in the call, so hopefully
perfect.
I won't be disruptive.
No, your timing was perfect because we were just going to start, and you called in just at the right time, so
okay.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sonia, and then we'll start again. So.
Thank you. So I'm excited about being part of this collective energy of women because I know how powerful we are separately and collectively we are even more so. And everyone seems to be kind of coming from a really similar place of seeing big things for ourselves and being open to saying yes to it. I am a new thought minister. And so for me, it's kind of incorporating ministry in how I want to be a minister so that I'm no longer working my main job as a source of income, but doing my life's passion, which is being a light in supporting women to see and stand greater in their light. So that's why this is so awesome, is we're all kind of resonating together. I'm doing mine in a little bit different capacity from spirit, but I know we're all spiritual beings. So, and the fact that we've got Tigger the Tiger bouncing around over there with Miss Shia, or Sir Shia, is awesome. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Divine. I'm glad that you're here. And the energy already feels really electric with everyone that's on this call. So the next thing we're going to do is basically I'm going to say a prompt, and you're going to say the first thing that comes to mind. There's no right answer, whatever's there. And we'll go in the order of Sonia, Randy, Shia, and then you, Divine. So back to you, Sonia. The question is, what turns you on about blooming into your abundance?
Well, the idea of it and the feeling of it turns me on. So, and it feels, I'm going to say prosperous. It feels prosperous to be turned on even by the idea of moving into abundance, which is progress, because I used to just think when I'm there, then I'll be happy and feel good. But I feel good even... like right now at the seed point.
Beautiful. Randy.
Okay, I'm off mute now. What turns me on about blooming into my abundance? It's like, what turns me on? That's interesting. It just makes me feel expansive and all this freedom, you know, and gives me freedom to do more or to ask for more of what my desires are, and to ask for them and to actually have them come to me. And so it makes me feel, it actually makes me feel relaxed. Less, you know, yeah, that's what I have for right now.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Sheer.
Okay, what turns me on about blooming into abundance, first of all, money turns me on, period. And the thought of lots and lots and lots just really, really makes my mouth water. spending unlimited, properties all over the world, flying all over everywhere, lunch in Paris, dinner in London maybe, high-end, whatever. I love the whole, and the black card. Oh, my goodness gracious. I can feel it in my hand. I can see that black card, that unlimited credit offered to me because I have so much money that I can walk in anywhere I want, spend whatever I want, and never have to think about, is this too much? And so it turns me on right now to practice that right here, right now, practice that abundant thinking, that abundant feeling, focusing on everything and every area that I'm abundant in right now so that I am training my vibration and my mindset knowing that I'm already abundant in this moment as long as I feel it. That turns me on, period. It just turns me on not to worry, just the ease and the flow of it all. All of that just really, really turns me on.
Beautiful. Divine.
So what turns me on about abundance is knowing that the more abundant I am in my own thought process and allowing more and more to come into my space, be it money, be it health, be it ability to have joy or art or creativity or laughter, just lets me have the permission and the openness and the spontaneity to be more receptive, but also to give from that greater level of receptivity, to give of my talents and my passions with a lot more grace and permission, and know that I'm making a really big contribution, because that's just the way that circulation works. The more I give out, the more comes to me. The more I give out, the more comes to me. That turns me on.
Beautiful. So, Sonia, Randy, Shia, Divine. So the next question is, this is an area of my life where I already feel very abundant.
Okay. Let's see. I feel abundant with opportunities. Like, I have an abundance of opportunities. I don't know if we're not stating, like, okay, well, the thing is, like, for my business, I have these certification paperwork to fill out. And I also didn't mention, like, my family and I were, my kids were doing it's in production, I guess, or in initial stages of a web series. And so I have abundance of opportunities. But what I'd like abundant energy to do the little things that need to be done to get to the big thing. So, yeah, what I do have in abundance is abundance of opportunities.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Randy.
I feel abundant in, gosh, I feel really abundant in my freedom. I have so much freedom in my life, and I feel abundant in love. So much love in my life, and
I also feel so abundant in the fact that I live where I live. It's so beautiful, and it's just yeah, that's where I feel abundant in my life.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many areas I feel abundant in. I feel abundant with the fact that I have a partner that I love very much and that loves me, and it's something that I've wanted a long time. That makes me feel very abundant. I feel abundant in the fact that when I open my cabinets, I have food and I'm never hungry. I also feel abundant when I open my wallet and I have credit cards and banks in good standing. I feel abundant when I open my closet and I have cute clothes, not just any clothes, but cute clothes. And I feel abundant when I look in Naima's eyes and she smiles, because babies really, really, really give me lessons that is just priceless, because they haven't absorbed a lot of the stuff that we want to absorb eventually to learn all the things we came here to learn, but there's still like that fresh energy, so that makes me feel abundant. I feel abundant when I breathe, knowing all these molecules of air, I don't have to pay for them. I can just breathe, and there's leaves that are always offering oxygen into the air. And there's clouds, and there's sun, and there's moon and stars, and it just feels like the abundance I feel goes on and on and on, so I just sum it up by saying I just feel abundant about almost everything.
Awesome. Divine.
I feel abundant in love. The greater my ability to allow myself to love is a really huge abundance, because it's one thing to want to be lovable and want to give love, but it's also another thing to know I deserve it, that I'm allowing it in as much as I'm putting it out. And so that the more I'm opened up to giving it, more and more comes to me. And that's in my primary relationship with my partner and all people that I interact with in my circle, my space, that I'm able to continue to throw that energy out to folks and have it come back to me, so that the area that I live in and how I want to show up is more loving, it's more gentle, and it's more kind. And instead of focusing on negativity that's out there and very prevalent, I get a chance to focus on joy. And I'm abundant in life, in my consciousness, in the way that I show up, the way that I practice my own spiritual practice, because it allows me to see good. And the more good that I see, the more good that I see. And it just becomes contagious, and it creates a nicer level of harmony, so that that's more of where I'm being and more of what I'm seeing around me. And I feel very rich in that part of the abundance in my life. And it just creates more of a willingness to then look at everything else as abundant possibility.
Beautiful. I'm so enjoying the abundance of this year. So, and you're going to answer this part really quick. Like, this is an area of my life where I want to grow my abundance. And we'll do the same order. Sonia, Randy, Shia, Divine.
Okay. And one thing I thought of as soon as I ended, another thing is I have an abundance of supportive people. Like, I've never even could have imagined, like, hundreds and thousands of people, literally. And in my home, my neighbors, like everywhere I turn, supportive people, so abundant. And so this is encouraging me with where I could use. I think the help is where I need is in doing, sitting down and cracking down and doing the certification paperwork, which would bring, you know, allow me to submit for contracts, federal contracts. And there's just like some little, you know, nose to the grindstone things I need to do. So I could really use, I don't know if it's discipline, but I do know that I needed the headspace, and so I do have that now. So I need, you know, requesting of the universe, encouragement, and help, just help in this area.
Okay, great. Randy.
All right, so this is where I want to grow my abundance. I would like to grow my abundance in asking for what I desire, and I'd like to grow my abundance in creating a very big savings account, and to also completely become solvent.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great.
I'd like to grow my abundance in the form of ease and flow. Just ease and flow and alignment continuously, and that's my answer.
Okay. Do you mind elaborating on what that looks like for you?
No, I don't mind at all, but I thought you said make it short.
Oh, yeah, just it's great if you can be specific, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, ease and flow to me means you don't worry about anything. You don't worry about money at all. You don't worry about what needs to be paid. You don't worry. It just, everything is easy, flowing, comfortable, because I'm so abundant that I don't have anything that I worry about, period. Just easy, flowing life. And I feel continuous alignment brings that. So that's why I said that.
Beautiful. Makes sense. Okay, Divine.
So growing in abundance, the main thing that comes to me is that I have the clarity and the wherewithal to see my vision come to fruition, as opposed to staying stuck in the how-tos of launching what I want to launch. Seeing it already in the mix and flowing like a river. Right now I'm kind of stuck in the logistics or mechanics of how do I start, and it kind of freezes me a little bit.
Great, thank you for sharing. So we're going to be on this journey for 5 weeks, and maybe you already have something that you want to manifest in the next 5 weeks. And so I'm just going to give you a moment to just sit with that. Like, what is it that you want to create, that you want to manifest in the next 5 weeks? And it's the first thing that comes to your mind. And we're not thinking about how we're going to do it just yet, but like, this is the thing that I want to bring forth, to invoke in the next 5 weeks. And we're going to
Shall I go?
Okay. Who was that?
Sonia.
Yeah, please.
I'm not sure if you want us to say like a tangible thing, but I'm thinking $500,000. And if it were a tangible thing, it would be my Mercedes, my hybrid four-door Mercedes.
Okay. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Is it a tangible thing? Because, you know, we've talked about that everything is tangible if we actually believe. So not just from the mental place, you know. But from the heart place, like, I know that I can create this. It's not just something that I want. And so in the next 5 weeks, is it your heartfelt belief that you can create your Mercedes?
Yes. And, well, you know, actually I'd like the $500,000 because then with that I will get the Mercedes and completely pay my mortgage and everything and be completely clear and have my list contains everything. $500,000 would cover everything in my desire list right now, and I do believe I could get it.
In the next 5 weeks, is that, so you tell me, I want you to, like, stop right now and really feel into your body and, like, this is what I'm creating in the next 5 weeks.
Yes.
Which is it? So you're going to say, I'm manifesting in the next 5 weeks, and then you're going to fill in the blank.
$500,000.
Bam.
Bam. Bam, yes, like that.
Randy, what would you like to manifest in the next 5 weeks?
I love it that you're saying we'll manifest. I love that. I would like to manifest in the next 5 weeks earning money as a singer-songwriter and maybe in possibly with these, you know, maybe 5 commercials or I don't know. More, I'd like to, I can't really put a number on it, but more than I could imagine. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know that I could actually, I'll get my answers, I'll find out in the next 5 weeks if these commercials or maybe some other project will pay me a lot of money.
Awesome.
As a singer, yeah, singer-songwriter, so. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yes, everyone take an oxytocin breath where you are, a nice deep breath. Sigh on the exhale. Sia, what would you like to create in the next 5 weeks?
More money. Effortlessly flowing.
Okay. And so you don't have to say what that amount is unless you want to.
I
encourage you to know that number for yourself. So do you have the number in your mind?
No, because for me personally, I feel that sometimes that can be limiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could be more than that.
Right. So what you could do is add or more.
Okay. I'll think about that.
How does that resonate? And so I just want to say that during the next 5 weeks, you're only trying things on for size because part of the journey is doing things. Like maybe you're going to say yes to things that you haven't said yes to. Or step, I'm not saying this just to you, Shea, I'm saying this to everyone too. Stepping outside of your comfort zone. Or maybe you've had a conversation with someone that you probably normally wouldn't listen to. But just for the next 5 weeks, this is an experimental lab.
Yeah, I thought about comfort zone when you said that. I was like, oh, okay, so maybe what you're saying is going beyond the comfort zone. So what I'll say is I'd like to, within the next 5 weeks, manifest a number that's beyond my comfort zone or beyond my even unconscious limited expectations, just to expect great abundance all the time, like bring that into balance because I said all the things I feel abundant about. I said, you know,
the air and the trees and love and everything like that. And at the same time, I feel the area where I want so much to grow is to feel that same surety of abundance financially without any limitations on that, because I know that that's the only thing that keeps it from me is the fact that I don't, you know, I'm not feeling that like I feel everything else.
Yeah.
So
beautiful.
I would love to grow in that.
Thanks for sharing. Divine.
Wow. So I'm listening to that part of me that says, "Wow, you really set the bar super low here, based on what these other amazing beings are saying." Because the first thing that I wrote down was, "I'm going to be working with a mentor, and that I'll have already established a set schedule working with her." And then the next thing I wrote down was launching my jewelry ministry. And then I'm listening to all these big numbers and big picture things coming up, and it's like, wow, I've really limited my good here. So then I wrote underneath that, okay, to generate an additional $1,000 a month net. And then I listened more and said, wow, that's still small. So, okay, so I guess for me the next 5 weeks is to be more, much more expansive in wrapping my head around a much bigger vision. And I always believe in this or something greater or this and more. So hearing that was like, okay, you know, you need to maybe get up and do the happy dance around that so that you can really feel or something greater, you know, or something more. And open it up so that it's not really small. So I love that it mirrored back to me that, wow, that's kind of small. You know, break it open, break it open. So the next 5 weeks is breaking it open.
Awesome. And, you know, I want to comment on that, but one of the things that I want to say that we're going to talk about today is how women create. And one of the ways that women create are through connections and relationships, which is what we're doing right now and we will be doing for the next 5 weeks. So as you're hearing other women speak their desires, speak their intentions, like, what does it do? It expands our own. And all of the things that you mentioned are perfect for where you're at, and you want more, which is what being in relationship with other women encourages us to do. So we all have long desire list of things that we want to create, and I invite you to focus on one of those things, and you don't have to decide what that thing is right now, but you're just really going to sink into yourself, Divine, and say, like, this is what I want in the next 5 weeks. And who's to say that working with your mentor isn't the $1 million opportunity for your soul right now? You know, or if it's launching your jewelry ministry. But really, we're going to pick one thing just for the next 5 weeks. And what happens is you'll be amazed that when you give attention to this one thing, how other things start opening up. And so it's just the experiment, because oftentimes I talk to women who are so creative and so passionate, so interested in so many things, which is part of our gift as women. And so for the next 5 weeks, like, you're going to give steady attention to a specific desire. And it doesn't mean that you have to ignore the others, but you're just giving specific, focused, pleasurable attention on something that you want to create in the next 5 weeks. So thank you, ladies, for your abundant sharing and all that you're creating right now. So as you know, or most of you know, the name of my business is Bloom Into You, and bloom is one of my favorite words, which is why that's the name of my business. But I'm someone who's really fascinated by words and what they actually mean. And so I'm sure you know what bloom means, but I want to give you a few synonyms. So bloom, as in prime, you know, like I'm in the prime of my life. So that's the condition of greatest freshness and health. It means to flower, to be in a state of flower. It means to appear healthy and vigorous. It means to prosper or flourish. So to reach your fullest stage of development or maturity. And then we've got abundance, you know, which is a large quantity of something. It means affluence and wealth. It's a relative degree of plentifulness. And when you put those things together, we have a journey and a process of growing into a healthy and vibrant space of plenty in all areas of your life. So as demonstrated on the call so far, like, you're already abundant in one or more areas of your life, and you most likely have the desire to grow in other areas. So what I'm inviting you to do for the next 5 weeks is just to imagine that you each have a unique garden with different vegetables, fruits, trees, and plants. And then I want you to take on the idea that you're beautifying your garden and making it the most beautiful garden you can. So it might mean that you don't have any tomatoes in your garden and you want to plant some tomatoes, or you need to pull weeds because you haven't done that in a while. And so I'm not coming from the place that there's anything wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong. The game that we're playing is that this is what I want next. So the next thing that I want next is to earn money as a singer and songwriter. The next thing that I want is a Mercedes. You know, the next thing that I want is to launch my jewelry ministry. You know, the next thing that I want is to manifest a certain amount of money. And so basically what we're going to be doing here is continuing the cultivation of the garden that you already have. And we're planting, we're pruning, we're watering, and planting the seeds of what we want to have begin to bloom at the end of the next 5 weeks. So I just want to talk a little bit about the art of manifesting, which is really the way that women create. So we conjure, we invoke, we call forth our desires, our visions, our goals into tangible reality. So it really begins with connecting to what it is that you actually desire. Like, I want to start my own business. I want to get a project off the ground. I want to go to Jamaica for the holidays. You know, I want to start dating. I want to start a women's group. Like, everything begins with desire. And desire actually connects the woman to her feminine nature. You know, Shia started off saying that she felt frisky, and that it was making her mouth water to think about all the ways that she's abundant. And so that's what desire feels like in a woman's body. You know, you feel turned on, you feel inspired, you feel connected to your sensuality. You know, you feel good in your body, you feel creative, and as a result, you're more attractive, both physically and spiritually. And so that's exactly how you should feel about the thing that you're wanting to create. It's not a dry goal. And I know most of you know already that this ingredient alone attracts or repels people and opportunities to you. So the desire itself, like Sonia was saying earlier, has you feel abundant. So when you feel this way about what you're creating, you're able to open up and receive ideas, inspiration, help, and so much more. So I'd like to use sex as an example. You know, the more turned on a woman is, the more she opens up, right? And the less turned on she is, the more tight and restricted she feels. So each thought of, I don't know enough people, I've never done it before, I don't think that this person would say yes, maybe other people are more established than me, it restricts and blocks the creative flow. And each thought and action of, I've never done this before, but I'm willing to learn, or I know everyone I need to know to help me with my desires, which is what Sonia was saying, how she feels so abundant with support, like hundreds and hundreds of people, that you have everything you need to do it now, actually supports you. So desire is your compass and your guide, which on one level it seems like common sense, but on another level it's not, because we're taught to really forge ahead with our goals and just take the actions as opposed to this is how I want to feel in the process. So all four of you mentioned, like, this is what I want to create in the next 5 weeks. And then there's the element of the energy. So in the beginning, when we were talking about the ways that you feel abundant already, like how to bring that energy to the creation of the thing that you want to call forth in the next 5 weeks. And so I'm just going to pause for a moment to see if that makes sense, if there are any thoughts, questions, or reflections.
Yes, this is Sonia. You know, I'm very clear that what I'd like is a $2 million minimum federal contract for my business. And that feels abundant because with that I could be of service. And that's like on the smaller scale to start out with. But I feel like I'll be able to really make a good effect on the community and in my field. And I've done so much work with, you know, the SBA and getting the help and the research for the certifications. I have the packets. You know, so it's now, you know, sitting down and filling out the packets and the proposals. And it's there. And they're wanting to give it to me. It's just I need to show up and do my part. So I like the analogy of, like, the garden. Like, each little thing is I was thinking when you were saying about the garden that I would only put in the garden what I like. I wouldn't put in my garden something that I don't like to eat.
Right.
Or flower that I don't like. So I like that I can create it in a way that is pleasurable and efficient and beneficial for me and others also.
Beautiful. So, and I just want to add to that is you're saying that you need to show up for yourself. And so my question to you is, like, what support, what is it that Sonia feels that she needs in order to do that? And so earlier when I was saying that one of the ways that women create, like, we're social creatures and beings. We create through connections and relationships, that the journey is just as important to us as the goal. And what is it that you need? Like, do you need someone to be with you to fill out the paperwork? You know, I know oftentimes it's like, wow, I can't make that doctor's appointment, but I can make it if a friend's coming with me. And I don't know what that thing is for you, but it's important to clarify, what is it that I need to do this step or to take this step that I'm having difficulty doing?
Well, that's the $2 million question because I have the help. You know, at the SBA, they even said you can come in here and we'll help you. I have the paperwork. I have the ability. But then I say, no, I can do it myself. So therein lies the quandary.
Right. So can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you done it yourself?
No.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because sometimes, like, you can look at what's happening and you say, okay, from a mental place, like, of course you can do it yourself. You're like, super smart woman, you've gone to school, you manage large accounts, of course you can do it. And if you haven't done it, it's not that you can't do it mentally or that you're not smart enough to do it, but it could be that there's an extra piece that you need in order to do it. And it could actually be, yeah. And so it takes some humility to know, like, this is what I'm capable of doing on my own, and this is what I need support to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's how we expand our capacity to receive as women, is to get the help Because the thing is that if you could do it by yourself, you probably would have done it already.
Right.
And so what would it be for you to actually get the help to do it?
Okay, well, first I do acknowledge that I've been overwhelmed, you know, for the past several months with this court thing. And so I am acknowledging that I'm not a superhuman, you know, that I can handle everything. But now, today, like, I feel, like, free. Like, my world just opened up. And so it's perfect timing with this class so that I can open myself up to guidance, such as you're giving me, to I guess, ask for the help and receive it. And it is there, and I know where to go. So it's the key is to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I said I don't know what the key is, and then right there I just answered it. It's to, okay.
And the interesting thing, Sonia, is that, okay, so you've been overwhelmed and busy, and now it sounds like you have more space, right?
Mm-hmm.
So an actual good exercise is that even though you may have the space to do it yourself, is to get the help anyway, just for the experiment of it.
Oh, you know, absolutely. That sounds delicious. Like, that sounds abundant. Yeah.
You know, and I've used this analogy a lot. But, you know, when I go to the grocery store sometimes with my mom, people will always ask, hey, can I help you to your car? And she's like, no, I can do it. And then I'm always like, Mom, why don't we just let them help us to our car? And the truth is, it's like, you can do it. She can do it. She can totally bring the groceries to the car by herself. And so I'm suggesting that even though you can put the groceries in your car yourself, that mm-hmm. you experiment with letting someone else put the groceries in your car, and what might that open up for you in your life? And you don't have to answer that now, but just you're putting like your research hat on, because you're actually cultivating your networks of support and help. Because the truth is that if you're able to utilize the abundance of your help and support, that you can mm-hmm. write uninterrupted.
Oh, wow. Wow. That would be great. That feels exciting. And yeah, and as you're saying that, it's like, this is what they do. Like, they, and then that will, you know, I do urban planning, and I'm good at that. I'm great at that. And so why not let them help me? Because this is what they do, this paperwork.
Hmm. So when are you going to make an appointment to do that?
Well, I'm having, and I've got to stay tomorrow. You know, I'm giving myself after, you know, today was a heavy day in court. So how about Monday?
Awesome.
I can do some appointments, you know, maybe tomorrow, Friday, but set it up for Monday.
Beautiful. And this is so great. You say you're having a goddess day tomorrow. So the more help you get, the more goddess days you get.
Oh, wow. That's incentive.
It's true,
oh,
right?
So good. Yeah, it feels so good to take that in and be with that right now.
Well, it's you said part of your desire was, I want to be able, and I'm paraphrasing, to support myself financially with ease and flow, to have enough space in my life to write and work on this book. And so mm-hmm. Sonia's not running around all around town to do all these things that other people could help her with, then there's more time for you to focus on what actually has you feel turned on and lit up.
So it sounds like heaven, absolute heaven. And I'm sorry, there's an ice cream truck going by right now.
That's okay. I was just going to say, and it requires letting go of some control. Because,
there we go.
Isn't that the interesting piece?
Mm-hmm.
The interesting piece is that, you know, when we talk about expanding the capacity to receive as a woman, is that wow, I really need help. But in order to get the help, it requires letting go of control. So, and letting someone else have their hands on the thing that perhaps you think you can do better. And I'm not saying that you feel that way in terms of this paperwork, but it does require some surrender to let more help in your life.
Yes. And I'm also just suddenly, I'm feeling lighter and free about it. I'm feeling joyous with the idea of I'm going to, because I mentor interns from my university, and that I can put them to work. I mean, they can earn a stipend doing research with me, and also some colleagues. Like, I love collaboration, and that's abundant, and that's my goal, my vision. And so I feel like with what you're saying and encouraging me here, that'll help that to come to fruition also, and that feels so joyous inside.
Awesome. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Any thoughts, reflections?
Hi. I just want to say, when you said that we create through connection and relationship, it's so true. And I guess I used to think that there was something wrong with that, or that wasn't, I don't know. And it gave me permission to just keep doing what I'm doing. And it was great to hear that. It was abundant. It made me feel abundant.
Isn't that amazing that we create through connections and relationships? Because what happens is you're friends with someone, or you're getting to know them, and you share your desire, dream, or vision, and they're like, "This is I can help you with this." So there's the help piece. There's the support piece, meaning that different from help in that you have the emotional support, because a lot of the things that you want to manifest, especially if it's outside of your comfort zone, can have you feel afraid or vulnerable. And to have someone hold your hand so that you have the courage to take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, through connection and relationship. It's like the people that are your friends, the people that are in your network, are the ones that are supporting you, grow your business, share your project, share what you're doing. So when I say that, we know that we have everything that we need, that includes our relationships. Like, if you take on that I know everyone that I need to know to support me in my vision, like, how expansive does your world open up? Like, you don't need to look outside of your circle. Like, all the gifts, all the resources are in your circle. All the people you already know right now at this very moment can help and support you. What you thinking, Ran?
I had you on mute. Oh, yeah, because I was listening to you. No, it's true. It's true. And also for me to actually share more with people too, when I was afraid to do that. But I'm doing it more, even though I have some fear about it. And it's just a fear. It's not a big deal. So,
I love that you're doing it more. And like I said, it can be incredibly vulnerable and scary to share your desire or dreams with people. Like, you don't know if they're going to laugh, if they're going to say, how are you going to do that, or that sounds silly. So that's one aspect. So I just want to talk about the four steps of what manifesting. So the first one is we have a desire or a belief in a possibility. So there's a desire to earn more money. There's a desire to work with a mentor. There's a desire to call in a particular car or to have a commercial, right? So that's one piece. The second step is to actually speak it out loud. You know, like if we can acknowledge things to ourselves, like, yeah, I want this, I want that, but to actually say it out loud that I really want to call in a partner, or I really want to make this amount of money, or my dream has always been to X, Y, and Z. So to speak it out loud, which all of you did on this call tonight, and we're going to continue to speak it out loud over the next 5 weeks, and that's one of the ways that you're bringing it into a manifestation. And then the third piece is to take action that support the graspable manifesting of that specific desire. So like Sonia is going to call and make an appointment to get help with the documentation. And then the last piece, which is a very interesting piece, is to remain unattached to the desire while we're also committed to creating it. So that means that ultimately we don't know the time. Ultimately, it might not look exactly the way that we think it's going to happen. So there isn't this like rigid holding on to, like, I'm creating this in 5 weeks and X, Y, and Z. It's not rigid. It's like, wow, I have this desire. I'm in that space of abundance. I'm working through whatever block I need to work through. And then, you know, Shia uses the word allowing, right? So there's, you remain unattached and you're allowing, and there's a place of trust and faith. Are there any thoughts or questions on those four steps?
Khadija, I was writing, and then you're talking kind of fast. You said, remain unattached to desire while blank, while what?
While still being committed to what you're creating.
Oh, okay.
So you're still taking the action, you know, like if you're manifesting a car, maybe you're going to the dealership, you're finding out the specific model, you're talking to people, maybe you're looking at financing, like you're doing what's in your power to do. And so I think it was you, Sonia, that used the word that you feel relaxed. And it's in a relaxed way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Like.
That's a powerful sentence. I'm just having to soak that in. So it's remain unattached to desire while still being committed to what I'm creating. Wow.
Yeah.
that's amazing. That's amazing.
So this is a completely loving process. So you don't get to say at the end of 5 weeks, you know, I said I wanted this and I didn't do it, and you get to be mean to yourself. No.
Mm.
It's like, you know, in our garden, we're planting seeds. We're watering it, you know, we're giving the things that need shade, giving the things that need sunlight. And it could be that that particular desire needs more water, and it doesn't mean that it isn't growing underneath the soil. And so you're still taking the actions, and you can't force a flower to bud before it's ready. So that, in that sense, we're staying unattached, but we're also still applying focused, consistent, loving attention to it. So what I'm asking is that over the next 5 weeks is that you're giving more loving attention to the thing that you say you desire than you may have been. And maybe doing some things, like there's some things that are really easy to do towards your goal, and then there are some things that are harder to do. And so maybe taking small steps to do the things that you're more uncomfortable with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect.
It does.
Divine, what you got? Divine, are you there?
Yeah.
Any thoughts, reflections, comments? I can't tell if you're on mute or if you're just thinking.
I think it feels like she's having problems with the phone.
Oh, okay.
I think she was mentioning that the mute button.
Okay. Well, maybe Shia, do you want to go and then we can...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
now,
you.
Now we can.
Oh, yay. And Shia said it exactly. Thank you, sweetheart, for knowing exactly what was going on. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This is just amazing because I love to use the garden as an analogy in my own life because it's so freeing, because it's one of those, you can't push the river, you can't make something grow, you can't, you know, mess with the flow of nature. But the fact that you're saying the steps towards the process, and that if you don't necessarily meet what you thought the goal was at the time you set it, doesn't mean you failed. It just meant you're still working on a particular component in the garden that needs more attention, was just like, yay, because then it gives me permission to be big, to be free, and not say, well, you know, I'm not going to do that because I probably won't be able to get there by that time, so I won't even allow myself to dream that big. It was great to just say, hey, okay, you know what? I'm allowing myself to dream big, and I loved the part about asking for help when you said to Sonia, so you're not, you said you can do it, and of course you can do it. Are you doing it? Or kind of like, how's that working for you that you're not asking for the help, was as if you were just talking directly to me, because I've been meaning to make a call to a woman who agreed to mentor me for a few days now. And it's behavior or stories of why I've not made the call. Because it's a little fear-based of, well, what is she going to expect of me, and story. And so as you were speaking it was like, yeah, you need to go make the phone call. You need to make the phone call, because the phone call is the step to open the door, to start the process, to ask for help and receive the help, and not be afraid of what the help's going to be about, because you asked and desired for help. So it's all right on point.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that, because sometimes so I talk to people, and, like, there's almost a fear to even make a goal because of what you just said. Like, well, if I make a goal, and what if I don't achieve it? And more often than not, once you make it, the goal, the desire, you're more likely closer to it than when you didn't make it at all.
And also the whole part about speaking it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the power of the spoken word, the declaration, and knowing that already is kind of setting it out in motion. So,
exactly.
Yay.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Divine. Shia Prince.
Could you say that again? Speaking it out loud sets the power in motion. Is that what I heard?
Essentially.
Pretty cool. I have to write that down.
Thank you.
Wow. This is amazing. This is really an amazing class. Really, it is. My thoughts are that I really like that whole, I really like that the garden analogy too, and I love everything that everybody's saying. It's all helping me so much. I noticed that I've always seen myself as very, very wealthy. I haven't had a problem with that vision at all, but it seems to be that the work is connecting the dot from here to there. And it feels like the steps in between might be what I'm not something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just want to jump from zero to a billion, and maybe
mm-hmm.
that, and maybe that's what's causing some resistance there in between or something. Because I was sitting
mm-hmm.
here trying to figure it out as I was listening to everybody talking, and I remember talking to the lady earlier that was telling me about this program, and I was so excited as she was telling me about it and everything. And she said, well, how much money would you like to be funded, if you could be funded or whatever? I said, unlimited. And she goes, well, then, if you could name, she said, wow, nice. And then she goes, if you could name a price, what would you start with? I said, oh, about maybe $4 billion or no less than a billion. And she said, I said, because I have to pay for the fuel and maintenance of my private plane. And that costs a lot. And other things that, you know, my resort retreat, self-empowerment, my this, my that. I don't have no problem with the vision.
Mm-hmm,
but what
mm-hmm.
about connecting the dots?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always been such a dreamer that my cousin will tell you right now, we were walking to school and I'd bump into her because I just, my feet weren't on the ground. They never are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like way ahead somewhere, way just dreaming away.
Mm.
And so I'm like, well, how do I connect the dots in between? How do I? So I think the garden is a good analogy because maybe I'm not taking the time to nurture the plants or the flowers. Maybe I just wanted to be a full plant right away. Let me see some full plants.
Well, I love what you're saying. And that it's such a gift that you have as a manifester to dream and see the infinite possibilities of creation. And so,
thank you.
So, like when you see the garden, you know, like imagine if you were the gardener, Shia. If you
okay.
were the gardener with a shovel
okay.
and seeds and plants, and you went to Home Depot and brought all this stuff that you wanted to plant, would you be
right.
trying to do it all by yourself in one day?
No, absolutely not.
Right. So. So what you want to do is like, okay, the next thing that I want to plant are tomatoes. The next thing I want is the rose bush. You know, like that would be super exhausting to plant, to do a whole garden in one day. It happens over time, right?
Right.
So when she was asking you, like one way to look at it, when she was asking you, what amount would you want to be funded for? Like you could
mm-hmm.
actually specifically think of the next specific thing that you want to create. Like, oh, I want a ticket to New York to go see this person.
Okay.
That's just one example. Or I need $3,500, or I'm calling in $3,500 because there's this thing that I want to create. So if you could think of the next few steps that you have,
right.
whether it be in your business or in your relationship, and quantify it with an amount, or like, oh, there's this class that I want to take, and it's $497. So that's one thing that I want right now. There's horseback riding lessons. There's my car payment. There's my rent. And that's a tangible way to add it all up right now, and you
mm-hmm.
can come up with that amount. So you're kind of working backwards.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And I guess I am learning that somewhat, because as I continued to talk to her and she was saying, well, what is one of the first things you want right now? I said, I'd like a car
yeah.
and, you know, a new car and a house that
a mansion. I didn't say a house. I said not any just any ordinary house. I said I want a mansion. So me and my partner have plenty of room. So I guess I am learning. I guess I am learning to start with the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's very big. I think so big that I end up shortchanging myself in a way, because then I'm like, well, why can't I jump from zero to this?
What, right.
Why isn't the flowers? Yeah. Why?
So we can take the analogy of your mansion, right? It's built brick by brick, or wood
right.
slab by wood slab. So all you're doing, there's no limit to how big it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But we're taking it slab by slab. You got
to
bring
to build it
out to build it. So that's mm-hmm. so basically you're actually just working backwards. So in order for me to have this gigantic mansion, I need to get contractors. Mm-hmm. I need to have an architect and a blueprint. And so that's all you're doing. You don't have to shrink your vision. You just
okay.
take the next logical step, or the next step that you feel drawn to. Like, my next step is my car. And then you get
mm-hmm.
that, and you're like, my next step is this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to go over our love work for the week. And I just want to, like, that was such a rich call. I want to thank you all so much for sharing so deeply and sharing what your dreams and visions are, what your blocks are, and I just want to remind you, like, this is a loving process. And so, Divine, at the beginning, I think you were saying you were watering the garden, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're watering your garden with love and attention, and the great thing about doing it in community, it's like, oh, you can say, Randy has sunflowers. I don't have sunflowers. I think I'd like to get sunflowers. Can you show me how to make sunflowers look as beautiful as yours does? Like, this is what happens when you do it in relationship and in connection. So the only thing standing between you and what you want really is your creativity. And like we said earlier, it may mean stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something outside of what you normally do, or you know, maybe it's expanding your vision for it to be bigger, or maybe it's taking a smaller step than you thought you needed to take. So I'm going to email you what the love work is for the week. And so the first thing is, I don't know if Randy and Sonia did this already, but you're going to buy or get something that represents your personal symbol of abundance over the next 5 weeks. You don't have to buy it. It could be something that you know, imbue with energy, like this rock, this shell is going to be my symbol of abundance for the next 5 weeks. Or you could go out and get a plant or a shell or a comforter or something you've been wanting to get for yourself. And before I go on to the next one, did Sonia or Randy have a chance to do this already?
No, not yet.
Oh, awesome. Perfect. How about you, Randy?
No, not yet, but I know what I want to get. So.
Awesome. Do you want to share it?
Oh, I'm going to order a new bra. I'm going to order a new bra online. One that I really like. It makes me feel sexy. I like it.
Yes, part of what manifesting is you just it's feeling sexy in the process, right? So
yeah.
I'd like
that.
To speak mine out loud too.
Say that again.
I want to speak mine out loud, if that can help. I'd like to get, like, a keychain that, you know, like a Mercedes, you know, like the logo. Like, I did that before, like, when I was going to go
Wait, Sonia,
to...
Wait, Sonia, I didn't hear you. Can you start from the beginning?
Yes. I have in mind a keychain of the...
A keychain.
Of a Mercedes. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Beautiful. Any ideas, Shia or Divine? It's okay if you don't have it yet.
Not yet,
no problem.
I need to give it some thought as well.
Okay, great. So that's what you're going to do is you're going to get something or buy something that's your personal symbol of abundance for the next 5 weeks. And it's important that you can access it easily on a daily basis. So whether it's a plant or Randy's going to get a bra that will be on her body, Sonia's going to have a keychain that she'll be, you know, will be in her pocket. And every time she uses her keys, she's going to see it. And you're going to make a list of your skills and talents. Don't worry, I'm going to email this to you so you don't have to write it down unless you want to. Your skills and talents and just all the ways you could potentially earn money, that you'd like to earn money, and even if ways that you kind of don't want to, but you're just going to put them down and you're just going to creatively storm. And then you're going to do an emotional clearing on money. And so basically you're going to call up someone and for 15 minutes you're going to ask the question, what do you have on money? And Randy, can I sample with you for just a minute?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What do you have on money?
Oh, well, I would like some more. I would like more money.
Thank you. Do you have a specific frame?
Well, I would like to earn, I just want money to be gifted to me. I would just, actually, my ex was going to give me money to move. She said she would give me the deposit. So, I would like to have all my debt paid off, and I'd like to have a big savings account. And I would like to make money, earn it easily and effortlessly. Or, you know, have it just gifted to me.
Thank you. What do you have on money?
I've earned it a lot in the past, and this time I'm not, I know I could do it again. I know that I could have it and relax with it. And the truth is it sometimes has made me uncomfortable in the past at times. Mm-hmm. So now my desire is to be comfortable with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to do that for 15 minutes. You're going to call someone, and I'll email you everyone's phone number, and you can pick someone on the call. You call them. You're going to each do that for 15 minutes. And then you're just going to walk through, like really clarify what it is you're creating over the next 5 weeks, and you're going to go through the 4 steps of manifesting. So I'm going to send this to you. Remember, this is love work. So you're just going to do as much as you can do. And there is no beating yourself up. So I'll be emailing that to you. And we're just going to end with one thing I'm walking away with is, and we'll go Sonia, Randy, Shia, Divine.
I'm feeling closer, just closer to what I'd like to have.
Awesome.
I am walking away with inspiration and a feeling of certainty and abundance.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel reflective. I feel there were questions answered that I've asked myself about the abundance piece, and I feel glad that I took the class. Mm. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Divine.
I am walking away with exuberance. Mm.
Yay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I will email
you
the homework, and I'll email you each other's phone numbers so you can do your clearings. And next week we're going to, you know, work with moving through blocks, you know, that limit your ability to magnetize. So have an amazing week and enjoy purchasing your symbol of abundance for yourself.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.